Yeah, it's absolutely exhausting, Suarez. We're absolutely delighted. I thought that we started slowly. We were a wee bit sort of dazzled in the headlights. The occasion got to us a little bit in the first half, and then once we got our momentum and rhythm going, I thought we fought our corner well, and the difference between the teams was the goal. It was an excellent goal. And the longer it went on, the more comfortable we were within the game.
I mean, you brought Paddy in a bit earlier. You know, you had to get him in there. He's a classy footballer, you know, and he showed it there tonight, Paddy.
And he's very big. He's very fast. He's hard to handle. And whether he's having a good day or a bad day, it tilts other teams, you know, in a direction that they don't particularly want to be. And he came on and he scored a goal, and that, you know, that got us back into it. We went ahead with him. If you're getting tired with X amount of minutes to go and Paddy Quinn and Kiefer Morgan come on in, you're in difficulties.
And Kiefer made a big impact as well, you know, as a sub, and he has been doing right through the championship too.
Yeah, and you know, in fairness to them, they don't want to be subs. Nobody wants to be the impact guy. They want to be the starting guy and the finishing guy, but that's not the way it works. And they've given themselves to the team, and they deserve massive credit, not just for their performances, but for their attitudes prior to the performances.
A historic night for the club, you know, 64 years. Yeah.
Look, there's two ways of looking at that. People would have said it was a massive gap, which it was, but at the end of the day, it was always going to end sometime, whether it was this team or another team. These things don't go on indefinitely, and we're delighted that we're the team that broke it in terms of the particular hoodoo, for want of a better phrase, over us.
And Trillick have possibly been the most impressive champions in recent times in Tyrone, and you know, they looked and were very fancy to take that title for the second time.
They were, and you know, they were only beaten in penalties, and you're a hostage to fortune when you go to penalties. I'm very impressed with them. They've got the Gerardys, they've got the Donnellys, you know, they've got the Greys, all of whom performed. And we were totally aware of how good they are. It's very difficult to retain the Tyrone Championship. It's very difficult to do two in a row, and that probably weighed more on them than people realised.
Young Kieran Barker, he's a man for the big occasion, for the pressure occasion. He missed that penalty, and it put even more pressure on him when he went to take a second penalty.
Yeah, and that's the measure of the man, because the easy thing to do is to sort of slip into a negative or avoid doing it, and he stepped up and he went again. He was composed and he scored.
And Big Padraig has been a great leader right through this championship, but you've others who've stood up to him and led the way when it was needed.
Absolutely, I have to give great credit to the Walshes. You know, we talk about the stars aligning. Matthew came back from Dublin and has had a fantastic impact on the team. His athleticism, his composure, his intelligence all help us, and that's just to name one. You know, I could go on indefinitely on it.
But this is where a big club like the Clark should be, you know, and that's where you'd want to keep them there for a number of years to come.
Well, look, I think we have to live in the moment, and we have to enjoy the moment and make the most of the moment, and hopefully other things will flow from that. We're not deluding ourselves. This isn't a sort of the start of many, 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 but it is the start of something, and we'll just have to work harder and harder and probably get a wee bit more respect than we have. People tend to think that we've been lucky. We haven't been that lucky. We've worked hard and we've got everything we deserved.
Four extra times, four championship games, four extra times. I mean, it's just an incredible story.
Yeah, and like, we have a young profile, we have a fit set of players, and they're well able for. That doesn't actually impose too much on them. Some of them cramp up, but we have support staff and an infrastructure in terms of subs and additional players, and they all add value to it and do well when they get there.